This is Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health, your home for common sense, science-based healthcare. Here's your host, Dr. TJ Williams.
Hey, and welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Dr. TJ. With me, as always, is Aaron.
Hi.
Wow, hi. That was an interesting way of saying hi.
That was switching it up.
Yeah, throwing us for a loop there. I'm kind of excited about today's show. I get excited about every show. Every week I'm excited about the show because I just enjoy talking about this stuff. But today we're going to answer the question that we get more than anything. We're going to talk about what is functional medicine.
Right. What it is and how it differs from conventional and alternative treatment models.
Yes. They're very different.
They are very different.
So I get asked a million times a day or a week, I guess, in either emails or everyday conversations with people, because people ask, well, what do you do? And I tell them that I own a functional medicine clinic. And then they look at me like I have three heads and they say, well, what is functional medicine? And my response is it differs for every person. I don't give the same standard response. I think it just sounds canned when you have the same standard response. But in the gist of what I say is that functional medicine is a root cause medicine. Functional medicine does the work to figure out what's actually causing the problem, not just masking symptoms. Basically, it's collaborative, it's holistic, it's very healing focused, and quite frankly, it's the future of healthcare.
Yes, because patients are getting fed up with conventional medicine and the fact that they're not getting better. They're, you know, put on more and more medications and they aren't feeling better.
Yeah. People ask, well, how many medications are people on when they come to you? I said, well, for the older generation, and that would, you know, I apologize to the older individuals that are going to fall in the older category here that I define, but older in, because I'm not too far from it myself, 50, people that are 50 and over, typically when they come to see us are on 10 different medications. That's been the magic number. We've done a lot of work at the office on this, figuring out how many medications does a person have to get on before they say, this isn't working for me.
And that's the number of medications for people who are tied to conventional medicine. I mean, we, of course, get a lot of people who are like, I don't want to take any medications. And once I'm told that I have to, I'm seeking you guys out. You know what I mean? So we get them.
Very correct.
But it's for, you know, for people who are, you know, 100% for conventional medicine, it's when they get to about 10 medications, they're like, wait a second, like this isn't right because I don't feel okay.
And I called my doctor the other day, I had this going on, and they said, well, we're just going to give you a prescription for this. And they realized at that moment, wait, they're just giving me something for the symptom of what it is. They're not actually trying to figure out what's going on.
Why I have this. Yeah.
And then they hear, you know, people like me out there shouting from the rooftops and trying to tell as many people as
I
can.
Or a lot of our patients, because a lot of our patients become our biggest advocates.
And thank you to our patients who are our big advocates. We appreciate that. But that's what functional medicine is. Conventional medicine is just a whole different approach. Conventional medicine has successfully broken the body up into individual working components. They've broken it down into the cardiovascular area, the immune or autoimmune area, endocrinology, you know, hormones. They've broken it down, however.
I wasn't going to call you on.
They've broken it down into these just medical silos. And so if you have a thyroid disorder, you go see
an endocrinologist.
If you have rheumatoid arthritis, you go see an endocrinologist. If you have a lung issue, you go see a pulmonologist. If you have a heart issue, you go see a cardiologist. But no one is looking to see how do all of these things tie together, and is there one thing that happened in this person or is currently happening in this person that triggered all of these different events?
Right, and it made sense for a while, right? I mean, if you just, it makes sense that you would go to a doctor, you know, in some ways it makes sense. You'd go to a doctor who knows everything about thyroid, right? If you've got a thyroid problem. Or if you have a heart condition, you would go to the doctor who knows everything about a heart. And so we thought for a long time that that made sense until we found out that it actually doesn't. Because unfortunately, that, you know, your heart is communicating with the entirety of your body. So you right. can't break it down like that and actually get to what the root cause is because you're only looking at one puzzle piece.
And I had a patient, speaking of the heart thing, I had a patient not too awful long ago that we ran a bunch of advanced cardiovascular testing on their lipid panel, the standard lipid panel. Their doctor had said everything was fine. Your cholesterol is fine. You don't have any heart disease. We ran all the advanced functional testing on this and realized that their particle sizes were off, their inflammatory markers were through the roof, they had all of these crazy things going on. And so I explained to them, this is what we have going on. And they looked at me and said, well, can I take this to my cardiologist and let them see that? I'm like, sure. I said, this is what your cardiologist is going to say. I don't have anything for that. And they came back a couple of weeks later and literally said, I couldn't believe it. My cardiologist pushed the paper back across the desk and said, I don't know what any of this testing is. It's above my pay grade. That was frightening for that patient, and they didn't know how to respond. And I said, it's okay. They don't know about it because it's not in the literature yet. This stuff is so new.
Well, it's in the literature.
Right, it's in the literature. It's just not it's not in the textbooks. It's not what they're being taught.
In standard clinical practice. And we talk about this a lot you know, with our patients that it takes 17 years for clinical research to you know, for the findings to enter into standard clinical conventional medicine practice.
17 years.
17 years. So we're bridging that gap. That's where we come in. Because once the research is out there and we know that it works, especially when we're not even talking about pharmaceuticals, right? We're talking about natural ways of healing. If you know that it works, why would we not be doing this? Right. Or when we know that there are correlations between, you know, certain numbers that can be found on blood labs and certain diseases, well, then we need to be checking on those. And it takes a long time for conventional medicine to catch up.
Yeah. And a lot of that has to do with how conventional medicine likes to, like, they don't want to, the studies that they want to design, and we've talked about it on this show before, research studies are set up to fail. That's how they're all designed. They're not designed to find the answer. They're designed to find no answer. They all are. It's how you, the hypothesis of a research study will state that such and such has no effect. That way, when they catch something statistically significant, they can say, well, it doesn't meet that criteria, therefore it has to have a positive effect. That's how these things are designed. This is just basic statistics. This is statistics 101. And when we apply statistics 101 to wellness 101, they don't equate, right? It just doesn't work like that. If you want wellness, you have to incorporate all of these things that are cutting edge and new and using basic physiologic principles to explain what's going on. And that's what we do. We just use common sense science that we know works, and that's how we get results. Change the foods that we eat, get the nutrients in the body that we need, make sure we have adequate levels of protein, carbohydrates, and fats, and the body will heal itself. It's meant to do that. That's how it knows how to heal when you cut yourself. It will scar over and close the wound and stop the bleeding. It will do that. Your body knows how to heal itself. We just have to give it the tools and point it in the right direction. That's what we're doing. So I get a lot of questions about how functional medicine and conventional medicine differ. And there are a lot of examples that I have. I'm gonna use the sinking boat analogy now. Imagine that you're out in the water and you're in a boat and your boat is taking on water. Okay, so our boat's taking on water. It's leaking. So you can bail the water out of the boat so it sinks more slowly. But if the leak is still there, you're not going to have success in trying to stay afloat. Eventually, you're either going to get tired and not be able to bail the water out, or the water is going to keep coming into the boat faster and faster. Conventional medicine is focused on bailing the water out without fixing the leak, right? It makes so much more sense if we figure out what the leak is and prevent the leak for where it is, or we prevent the leak from happening in the first place. And if it does show up, we address it and fix it rather than try to worry about bailing all the water out of the boat. That is the difference here between conventional and
That's
functional
a good
medicine.
Analogy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I have several of them.
I
use
like
a lot.
That one.
I use house and car analogies. I don't have many horse analogies. I wish I did. I need to come up with some horse analogies. I do have one. When
of horse grenades.
Horse grenades. Oh, that's gonna love our Parks and Rec fans are gonna love horse grenades. Oh, fun. The horse analogy is when you hear hooves, what do you think of? People think of horses. Well, that's what conventional medicine is doing. But there are also other hooves. It could be a herd of zebras or wildebeests or deer. You got to be looking in this strange place. That's the difference. So I like that boat analogy. It's a good analogy for the difference between them. When we've got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about very specific things that separate functional medicine and conventional medicine. I've got a little table here that I like to use as well. I'm going to go through this table and explain this. And then we're going to get into how functional medicine is health-oriented rather than disease-oriented. Okay? That's what's on the way when we come back after this. You're listening to Wellness 101.
You're listening to Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. If you're just tuning in, today we are talking about what functional medicine is. We get this question a lot, and we're just kind of having a discussion here about what functional medicine is and how it differs from conventional medicine. So before the break, I said that when we came back, we were going to talk about some very specific differences between functional medicine and conventional medicine. I've got a little table that I utilize. I don't know where this table come from. I didn't make it up. I just found it somewhere, and I use it because it's fantastic. So kudos to whoever this table came from. But the difference between functional medicine and conventional medicine. So functional – and we're going to talk about a few of these a little more in depth. We're going to talk about the first couple of these in a little more depth. So functional medicine is health-oriented, whereas conventional medicine is disease-oriented. Functional medicine is collaborative and patient-centered. Conventional medicine is rather more expert and doctor-centered. Functional medicine looks at each person and their biochemical individuality. In conventional medicine, basically everyone is treated the same. Functional medicine is very cost-effective. Conventional medicine is very expensive. Functional medicine relieves symptoms by getting to the root cause and addressing that cause. Conventional medicine suppresses the symptoms with medications. Functional medicine is a preventive approach. Conventional medicine is an early disease detection approach. Functional medicine is very high touch and very high tech, and conventional medicine is just high tech. Okay, those are the big differences between functional medicine and conventional medicine. Now, I want to go talk a little bit more about the health-oriented versus disease-oriented of functional medicine and conventional medicine. So if we're to look at conventional medicine, rather than optimize wellness through being very preventive and restorative, figuring out our lifestyles, getting our strategies down, having a game plan, conventional medicine focuses on managing an illness once it shows up or has already happened. And they do this by suppressing symptoms with medications. So the example I like to give people is with high blood pressure. If you go to your doctor and they find – your conventional doctor – and they find that you have high blood pressure, they're going to give you a medication to lower that blood pressure. What they are not going to do is actually figure out what is going on inside of your body to cause the blood pressure to be high in the first place. Now,
not only are they not going to figure it out, they're not even going to investigate.
No, they're not going to look. They're not looking.
Because they don't
care. That's right.
It's not going to change your treatment.
Because it takes 3 minutes to say your blood pressure's high. You need this medication. We'll see you next. You know, we'll see you in 6 months to see how you're doing. That's what it is. It's not digging in to figure out what happened with you and what's going on to make that blood pressure high. Now, I'm not saying that your blood pressure may not be high enough that you don't need a medication. It's very possible that if your blood pressure is too high, you need that medication. The issue is not whether or not you need the medication. The issue is figuring out why the blood pressure is high to begin with. That's where I have a problem. No one's in conventional medicine is actually looking. They don't care. Like
and
Aaron
even
said.
If lifestyle interventions are recommended, pharmaceuticals will remain the primary treatment because the system isn't set up to support lifestyle changes.
No, it's not. And if it is, they tell you eat a better diet and maybe exercise. Well, what does that mean? What type of diet? Where do I go to find information about that? You might as well tell someone, if you're telling them to eat better, you might as well tell them to go home and get taller, because they can eat better just about as well as they can get taller, because they probably thought they were eating okay in the first place.
Right.
So that's a big deal. Now, if we look at some statistics that go along with this, how this model, this conventional model, is failing, more than half of all Americans take at least one prescription medication. There are some estimates out there that think that predict that 70% of Americans are taking at least one medication, and most of them are taking 2 to 4 medications. From 1988 to 2010, the number of older adults taking more than 5 prescription medications tripled, from 12% to 39%. And more than 20% of kids under the age of 18 take at least one prescription medication every month. And this is, you know, I mean, we're including antidepressants and opiates and all kinds of stuff
in
here.
Scary.
It is very scary, right? Now, I'm not saying that there's not a time or place for medications. That's not it at all. We utilize medications in our clinic when we have to. But the key is when we have to, when we need to, because something bad will happen if we don't. That's the issue. If your blood pressure is
or to get you over a hump.
Yes.
You know, sometimes until the lifestyle interventions can rebalance your system, you need it for that bridge, you know, to bridge the gap between, you know, illness and wellness.
Right. And the other issue with the medications is they're not addressing, or they very rarely address, the underlying cause of the problem to begin with. And they may correct an imbalance. They may mask a symptom. They may cover it up. But at the cost of creating a symptom or a different type of symptom somewhere else, this is our side effects. This is why medications have side effects. I mean, if you listen to these medication commercials nowadays, they take 2 and 3 minutes to go through the whole thing, because they talk 30 seconds about how great it is and a minute and a half about all the side effects that could possibly happen by taking this medication. That's just crazy. I don't understand why people are just wanting to, oh, I'll take the medication. It's easy, but it's not healthy, right? All we're doing is masking the symptoms and causing side effects. Functional medicine, however, promotes health. So as a functional medicine practitioner, what we're doing is we're trying to prevent diseases from happening in the first place. But then when it does, what we're trying to do is we're trying to reverse the disease by figuring out what triggered it, address what triggered it, and it just goes away. This is what happens. If your blood pressure went up because your hormones got out of balance, and we fix your hormones and balance your hormones, your blood pressure just gets better. That's just how it works. Your body has an innate, inborn ability to heal itself. We just have to give it that opportunity, right? The big thing is here is we don't start by looking for a disease and a syndrome. We evaluate what's going on with the person's genetic makeup, their environment, their diet, their lifestyle, the air quality in the home that they live in. And then we figure all that stuff out and weave together a plan to help them be the absolute healthiest that they can be. That's what functional medicine does. Now, the next point is functional medicine is patient-centered. Conventional medicine is doctor-centered. Okay, so
you have a lot to say about this.
I do. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that when we point out that it's patient-centered versus doctor-centered, we're not saying that the doctor is – there's anything wrong with a conventional doctor. I'm not saying anything negative about a conventional doctor. And a lot of people take it that way, that we're saying, trying to say that conventional doctors are, you know, egotistical, know-it-alls. That's not what we're saying at all. That's not it. And when I explain this to you, you're going to understand. If you have an issue and you go to your primary family doctor and they say, oh, okay, well, you have a heart problem, you need to go see this cardiologist, or you need to go see a cardiologist, right? That's the doctor-centered. You're going to see a doctor about your issue. You're not trying to figure out what's underneath there that's causing the problem.
Right. And the doctor is going to do the work, because the doctor is going to figure out what medication is going to fix you, right? I mean, that's the thought process.
That's the thought process. It's doctor-centered. It's not patient-centered. It's not what's going on with the person, let's fix the person. It's what's going on, what medication are we going to use to fix it? And the doctor, the conventional doctor, that's what they're doing. That's the big difference is how we recognize behavior of what's happening, right?
Which, I mean, a lot of times, I mean, this sounds good and we think it is good. It's the, you know, it's really the only way for people to actually get better. But a lot of people are surprised by, you know, because it's patient-centered, we not only focus on what's going on with this exact patient, but it also means that the patient has to be an active participant.
That's right.
Period. And so it's not just, you know, if you come into our clinic, we don't give you something and then, you know, like, it's not simple like conventional medicine where you get a pill and you take it and then you're better. We might have some tough changes that you need to make.
Because the pill didn't make you better.
It didn't make you better. It just covered your symptoms. And we are actually going to make you better. But we do have this come up in the clinic from time to time where people get really frustrated because, you know, they're not seeing the results. And they've admitted that they're not making the changes they need to make outside of the clinic. And, you know, there are a lot of times there are some tough conversations we have to have that we can't be working at this harder than you. If we could and actually make you better, we would. To be honest, I mean, we want you to be better, but you have to want it too, because we can't do 100% of the work.
I can't tell you how many times. I just had a phone conversation earlier this last week. Patient, she didn't want to take these cholesterol-lowering medications and things that she was taking, and she wanted to do everything she could not to. And so we worked with her, and it took a little trial and error, but we finally figured it out. And when we finally ran her follow-up blood work and said, this is what you have going on, she was so excited to know that she had improved, she didn't need the medication, and she just kept saying over and over again, I'm so thankful for you guys. You guys did so much. I'm so and I had to stop her over and over again and say, I didn't do the work.
Right.
You did the work. You did this. All I did was help
you in the right direction.
Help you figure out which way to point your nose so you could walk towards health, as opposed to just wandering blindfolded, aimlessly, not knowing what's going to help and what's not going to help.
Right. So it's good and bad, because, I mean, with patients, you know, I mean, when you get better, we don't get, you know, we don't deserve the credit. We don't get the credit because you had to make those changes.
And it's hard work.
Right. And then on the flip side, you know, you had to make those changes. I mean, like, so.
It's easy to be sick. It's hard to be healthy.
It is.
You're listening to Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.
Know you by heart, like ink on my sleeve, right from the start.
And welcome back to the show, everyone. If you are just tuning in to Wellness 101 at this point, today we are talking about what functional medicine is, and we're kind of comparing and contrasting it to conventional medicine, something that you probably already know what that is. But we've been talking about how conventional medicine is disease-oriented, whereas functional medicine is health-oriented. And functional medicine is patient-centered, whereas conventional medicine is doctor-centered. And if you want to catch those, go back and listen to the first couple segments of the show, because we're shifting gears just a little bit now to talk about functional medicine, about how functional medicine is very holistic and it's not specialized. I try to explain to people when they are trying to grasp like what it is that I actually do, and light switches go on and people will say things, oh, so like you figure out everything that's going on in a body. I don't have to go to like seven different doctors to figure stuff out. I'm like, yeah, kind of. That's basically what we're doing. So in functional medicine, we look at the body as it is. It's an interconnected whole in a much larger environment, and whole, W-H-O-L-E. It's just this interconnected thing. So when something happens in the immune system, we have something that happens in the cardiovascular system. And when something happens to the kidneys, we have things that happen to the lungs, et cetera. All of this stuff plays a role. When we're exposed to environmental toxins or toxic metals like lead or mercury, these things have impacts on various parts of our body, and they may create seemingly completely different symptoms, but yet it's caused by the same thing. There's only so many ways that our body can react to an insult, but there are several different ways that it can react. And we can have one insult that causes multiple different types of reactions depending on the specific tissues of the body that are being affected. So keeping that in mind and figure, that's what we do, is we figure out what's actually going on. So functional medicine is very integrative. So we use the best of the tools from both the conventional and holistic sides of medicine. So a lot of times, functional medicine will start with things like diet and lifestyle, behavior modifications. We'll talk about nutritional supplements, maybe herbs once in a while. We don't rule out medications. A lot of functional medicine practitioners are able to prescribe medications. And some of them are not able to, and that's okay too.
And we've talked about this before. I mean, beware of any doctor who is against prescription medications when they can't prescribe, because, you know, are they really thinking that the best course of treatment wouldn't include a prescription, or is it just that they aren't able to write you a prescription if necessary? Because, you know, I mean, we want you to get better, but we don't need you to be suffering in the process. You know, I mean, that doesn't mean that it won't be hard at times, but there shouldn't be suffering. And if we can prevent that by using a prescription medication short term and sometimes long term. I mean, there are certain circumstances when people need them, and then we try to use compounded, you know, medications as much as possible, the most natural forms. But it's, you know, it, like with anything, be cautious of someone who's, you know, saying don't use something that they aren't able to use.
Yeah, and another thing to be wary of, and even farther out than what Aaron was just talking about, there are a lot of people that claim to be functional medicine practitioners that have zero education behind it. They just throw the term out there.
It's a new buzzword, and so we are hearing this more and more from people, and we're like, we know that they haven't taken the classes because they don't have the certifications, and if you took the classes, you'd be certified,
and
TJ teaches. So, I mean, yeah.
So just be careful of that. I would warn you, no matter where you are, if you need help finding someone, by all means, email us. We try to do our best to respond.
Right.
And help,
or if you're
someone.
Curious about someone, you know, a lot of times we know a lot of the people out there, and we get a lot of emails from people saying, you know, I'm already seeing a functional medicine practitioner. And when we hear the name, we're like, they're not functional medicine.
That's not functional medicine.
No, they might. I don't know why they told you that.
So just be cautious. But we need functional medicine. We have an epidemic in this country, and it's an epidemic of chronic disease. Modern conventional medicine is not equipped to deal with chronic disease. I can't say enough big words to describe how big the problem of chronic disease is in this country. It's insane how big this is. 60% of United States adults have a chronic disease, and 40% have two or more. That is staggering. Seven of the top 10 current causes of death are chronic disease, including things like Alzheimer's, diabetes, that's responsible for 7 out of every 10 deaths every single year. 70% of our people die from as a result of a chronic disease. 6 million people are living with Alzheimer's. Right? It's going to be 20, but it's going to be 14 million. It's going to more than double in the next 30 years. That's how big of a chronic disease epidemic we have. There are 100 million Americans that have prediabetes or diabetes. That's a third. It's the seventh leading cause of death. And then we have an additional 50 million in this country alone that have autoimmune disease. That's more than 10%.
Right. So we need functional medicine because we actually, slow the progression or reverse these chronic conditions.
The kids that are being born now are the first generation that will live shorter than their parents.
Right. So we're doing something wrong, right? Conventional medicine has failed somewhere.
And to know exactly where, I have my ideas, but I don't know enough about it to say, well, this is the cause. What I do know is masking symptoms with medications and continuing to pile medications on is not the answer. Making a patient personally responsible for the health is part of the answer. You have to be responsible for what you consume. You have to be responsible for the fact that you need to get up and do some exercise.
And if you're taking a medication, it needs to make sense to you. We are outsourcing our health to an extent that we don't even know what we're putting in our bodies. Right. We just take it because a doctor told us to take it. And a lot of people don't even read the package, the information that comes with it. They don't even know.
Have you seen the information? You can't read that. You got to have the Hubble telescope to be able to read that thing. It's such a fine print. I don't even know that they make printers. I couldn't buy a printer to print that font that small. My printer at my office won't print below 6 point. These things are like 1 point font. I mean, they've got an entire novel on one sheet that's folded up 800 times. I don't know how they fold that paper that many times.
So scary that, we're putting this into our bodies and we have no idea what it actually is, what studies have been done. We just completely outsource our decision making to doctors.
And we rely on the same institution to say that it's dangerous that said that it was okay.
Right. Who's making money off of it?
Yeah. That's what's scary. We don't rely on Ford to tell us how safe their cars are. We rely on Consumer Reports and the IIHS, or I think that's the initials. We rely on third-party things.
Testing.
But that's not the case with medication. It's scary. Not saying that you may not need some occasionally, but my gosh, we're consuming way more than the rest of the world. The big thing, again, with this is chronic disease is an epidemic. We've got to do our best and do everything that we can, and that's where functional medicine shines. We become our patients. I'm trying to figure out a way to say this. We become our patients' biggest fans. When you're used to going to the doctor and you get 5 minutes with a doctor and they already have a prescription written for you and they're out the door and you didn't get to ask questions, you didn't get to talk about anything, you didn't get to talk about definitely anything else other than why you came in there, that's problematic. That's turning health into a machine, and it's not. We have to listen to our patients, and that's where functional medicine exceeds, is we take time with our patients. We spend time with them. We sit down. We talk to them. Get to know them. Know whether or not their house just caught on fire and that's causing them to be stressed. Conventional medicine doesn't seem to care. And it's not the doctors that don't care. It's the system that doesn't care. And that's why functional medicine has a place to step in and say, we can work on these chronic diseases. We can change lifestyle habits. We can tell you what foods you should or should not be eating. We can tell you what nutritional supplements you need. We can run advanced functional medicine diagnostic testing to figure out, is your gut functioning the way it's supposed to? Are all of your blood labs the way they're supposed to? Are your hormones in balance the way they're supposed to be? Are all of these things functioning the way that we're supposed to? Not just, you've got this symptom, you need this medication. Oh, now you have this symptom, you need this other medication. Oh, you've got a different symptom, you need a different medication. That's not fixing us. It's not working. And it hasn't been working for quite some time. That's how we ended up with a chronic disease epidemic of 60% of Americans having a chronic disease and 70% of Americans dying from a chronic disease. That's how we got into the boat that we are. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about why functional medicine works. You're listening to Wellness 101.
You're listening to Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123. Feel like second nature. Read it in your eyes. I don't need it down.
And welcome back, everyone. Today, we've been talking about functional medicine. I mean, the show's almost over. It flies by when we're talking about a topic that that is exciting and entertaining like this. I think they're all exciting and entertaining, but some of them are a little more science-heavy than just being able to, you know, talk freely and explain what it is that we do. But before the break, I said that we were going to come back and we explain how functional medicine, why it works. And a lot of why it works is because we figure out nutritional needs of the body. The human body is made up of fats, carbohydrates, and proteins. It's made up of vitamins and minerals. That's and antioxidants. That's what we're made up of. These are the things that if we have these things in adequate amounts, we function. Now, I'm not talking about following the, you know, RDA of a vitamin. I've talked about this on this show before, and I get on my bandwagon. The RDA is just the amount of a nutrient that is needed to prevent the disease associated with not having enough of that nutrient. This isn't about not, you know, having enough vitamin D to not get rickets. This is about having enough vitamin D to get the hormonal benefits. It's about having enough vitamin D in your system to prevent the 17 different types of cancer that vitamin D can help to prevent if you have adequate levels of vitamin D. That's what this is about. This is about the adequate levels of vitamin D to help you help prevent osteoporosis. Right? This is what we're talking about. It's the vitamin D level to help you maintain proper calcium homeostasis. There is a lot that goes in with this, and it's not whatever piddly amount of RDA recommended dosage there is for vitamin D. That's not it. We're talking about optimized levels. It's all about optimizing you, and every you out there is different. And just because Johnny needs vitamin D and Sally needs vitamin D doesn't mean that they're taking the same exact dose of vitamin D. And that's where conventional medicine fails. I mean, think about this with when someone has vitamin D deficiency and they're seeing a conventional doctor, the doctor prescribes 50,000 IUs of vitamin D once a week, no matter who you are. Doesn't matter if you're a female that weighs 95 pounds or if you're a male that weighs 300 pounds, you get prescribed 50,000 IUs of vitamin D. Now, do we really truly want to believe that the vitamin D needs for those two individuals, 95-pound Sally and 300-pound Johnny over here, I don't remember what I named the guy earlier, that they have the exact same vitamin D needs? There's no possible way, and we can't address people that way. We have to individualize. It has to be tailored and it has to be specific. It takes time to figure these things out. It takes adequate testing to know, oh yeah, this person actually needs this much vitamin D, not this much. We need to get them optimized personally and individually. So that's why functional medicine works. It's personalized. The foundational layer of functional medicine is diet and lifestyle. Diet meaning the foods that you're eating, the nutritional supplements that you need. Lifestyle meaning the fact that you exercise, take me time, meditate, yoga. You decrease the amount of stress in your bodies. And we help with that, making sure you get enough sleep every single day. And then the environment that we are in, not just a physical environment, but our mental environment. Our thoughts, we having positive self-thoughts, not negative thoughts. That's the stuff. This is why functional medicine works. When there's hard evidence out there that shows that these things work effectively, and when we start to align ourselves back to that, more of an ancestral type of thing, our bodies heal. It's like magic. All of a sudden, they start to get better. And it blows people's mind that they get better, but it happens over and over and over and over again. All we have to do is give you the tips and the tools and point you in the right direction, and you do the work. It's that simple. I understand not everyone has a Whole Foods right next to them so they can get high quality, you know, foods. But you all have a grocery store. They all have a produce section. They all have a meat section. The internet allows us to purchase all kinds of high quality meats and products and things. We don't have to live next door to this stuff anymore. It doesn't have to just be in our community. We can order it and ship it to us, especially when it's something specific, like you need this and it's not available in your area. It is available. Amazon did that for us. It's there. And there is science behind this. Everything that we do in our office is evidence-based. That means that somebody figured out that they did a study on it and shows that it works. I wouldn't do something that's not. Right, I don't do something just because mama's grandfather's second cousin's niece's nephew's best friend's cousin figured it out. That's not how we do things. We do things based on science. We've got the literature and the research to prove it. Right? That's why this stuff works. I don't know what to say other than that. Right? All I know is that functional medicine is getting traction. Right? Everything goes through three levels
Acceptance.
Acceptance. Yeah, that's right. So the first thing is that it's violently opposed. The second thing.
First is ridiculed.
Oh, yeah. First is ridiculed. That's right. First, it's ridiculed. That's why I have Aaron on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She corrects me when I'm wrong. First, it's ridiculed. So it's made fun of. Then it's violently opposed. And then it's accepted as being self-evident. It's just accepted as if it were always there. And that's how things have always been done. Now, for a long time, functional medicine was just ignored, just completely ignored. And that was their basic way of ridiculing it. Now it's kind of being opposed by some, but it's also starting to catch on in mainstream. You're seeing more and more mainstream institutions starting to incorporate things like functional medicine.
Right. You have some conventional medicine doctors who are, you know, who are very outspoken against functional medicine. They're saying, you know, that's not, you know, it's not true medicine. That's not how things work. You're wasting your money. But more, you know, and this is really a patient driven.
But this is how we ended up with, you know, healthcare costs in the multiple thousands per year. And I mean, it's like 7,000 per year in this country. And number two on the list is like half that in healthcare costs a year. So conventional is the one that's costing us more money.
Right. But I mean, this is really patient driven. You know, it's like a grassroots effort to, because functional medicine is what we were led to believe conventional medicine was giving us, right? So we never questioned it. We all believed that you go to a doctor makes you healthy. And we now know that's not true. A doctor covers up what makes you think you weren't healthy, but it will actually make you worse in the long run.
And yeah, that's exactly correct, in the long run. So health is a long game. This is about being healthy now, but it's also about being healthy when you're 70, 80, 90 years old. I mean, our bodies are meant to live past 100 and die quietly in our sleep. We are not supposed to fall apart in parts and pieces. We're not supposed to have a heart attack and then get diabetes and then lose our toe and then go blind and then lose a kidney and then need dialysis.
Yes.
That's not how we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to have high blood pressure when we're 25. We're not supposed to have diabetes when we're 12. But that's what's happening. That's the chronic disease epidemic that's just destroying this country. It's going to bankrupt us as a country. You know, people, politicians are arguing all the time about where to spend money. Let's spend money on fixing our health.
Right.
And making it a person's responsibility is how you do it. You're responsible for buying your own car. What do? You buy the best car that you can. You're responsible for buying a dishwasher. You buy the best dishwasher you can. You don't buy the cheapest, crappiest thing out there. You buy something that will last. That's how we take care of our health. We do things that will last. Figuring out your environment, figuring out individual, personalized medicine, that's what lasts. All right. That's about all the time we've got for today. I want to thank you all for listening. Please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast, share it with your friends, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Go to our website if you have any questions, theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com. Call us if you want, 314-293-8123. Shoot an email. We do our best to get back to you as quickly as we possibly can. Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed our show today on functional medicine, the difference between functional medicine and conventional. Hopefully you'll give functional medicine a try. That's about all the time for today. For Aaron, I'm Dr. TJ. This has been Wellness 101. Thanks for listening.
Wellness 101 has been brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health, your destination for functional medicine in St. Louis. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.